Welcome to a very, very late start to episode 1,144 of the Geek News Center podcast. It is Thursday, September 8th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Support the show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider or just paypal.me/geeknews. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Well, I tell you, tonight's show is a lot about Apple, but I almost didn't think I was going to be able to do the show tonight. I'll tell you about that more here in a minute, but it is late, 9:30 in the evening, starting the show here in Honolulu, which is insane. I knew I was going to be a little bit late, but man, the gremlins came out tonight. But if you're brand new to the show, this is all about it's all about podcasting. Sometimes, and you're doing live and everything else, things just seem to go crazy. But a warm welcome to the Hana. Welcome to brand new listeners. I want to, of course, make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com, check the site out, get subscribed to the show. And there's a link for the newsletter. And really, if you have comments on today's show, you can just email me here, geeknews@gmail.com. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at geeknews. Yeah, I'm kind of flustered tonight as we're going through. Feel free to join our Slack channel. Just send an email, geeknews@gmail.com. Let us know you want to be in the Slack channel. I'll add you to the Slack channel. Follow on Google Plus, on Facebook. And, of course, you can watch the show on the Roku at the Tech Podcast Channel via Apple TV. You can listen to Amazon Echo via telling Alexa to play the latest edition of this show's name, of course, on Stitcher, Blueberry. And don't forget about our partner shows, No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, Health Tech Weekly with Jamie Davis, Gadget Professor Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site being written by our great team, and, of course, the new media show that's co-hosted with myself and Mr. Rob Greenlee. But tonight's show would not be possible without our sponsors. We want to thank GoDaddy.com for being a longtime sponsor of Geek News Central. I want you to get over to GoDaddy just check out my codes by loading them up at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And all the codes on the website will save you money. And lots of great options here. Manage WordPress, economy hosting, website builder, 99cent.com, 30% off of new product purchases, you name it. There's a code there for everyone to use. And we want you to use those codes and save money at GoDaddy. We want to thank again GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here at Geek News Central. So here's what happened tonight. It's been insane around here. My wife had to fly out Tuesday morning for Japan. Her mother's in really bad shape, and it's just, you know, it's a matter of time at this point. And so I've been, you know, lots of stuff going on with my son and running around and, you know, just busy. Took him to soccer practice. We knew I was going to be getting back late. We got back in record time. I'm like, bam, I can start the show at 8. We got dinner, everything on. Everything was set. I came in here, fired the studio up. And lo and behold, the TriCaster was doing like this chop, 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 chop. And I, what's going on? Well, what I did is I ran a hard drive out of space. And I'd never done that before. So I, you know, it was a drive where not the profile of, you know, the TriCaster has a profile for every show. It wasn't on the profile drive. It was on the media drive. So I went in and, you know, deleted the media. And whatever happened by me filling that drive up and making it zero, it thrashed the system. So, okay, I've done this before. Rebuild. Looking at the time, I'm thinking, oh, I'll be a little bit late getting started. And sure enough, by the time I've got, of course, I got everything rebuilt. Everything was good. I got everything started back up. The choppiness is gone. I got no free motion video here. No issues whatsoever. And then I'm like, okay, let me, I got the PC ready. And it was like, I couldn't launch one of the applications. And it was just like, you gotta be kidding me. Okay, so I rebooted my Windows machine. Of course, you know, a Windows machine takes 10 minutes to reboot if you're lucky. Got that all done. And what I had done in the show prep tonight for for Facebook was I had put Apple Damn You as the actual title for the Facebook stream. Well, we learned something tonight. Facebook has a filter. So if you try to name an episode with a four-letter word, it will not allow the stream to come up. So I kept starting to restream, think I had a problem from the configuration. Oh, no. As soon as I took out the word damn, everything worked like a charm. Everything came up and, you know, still had an issue with this, the stuff I had before. And this has happened once a couple of years ago. So, you know, it wasn't non-recoverable stuff, but, you know, when you're, you know, you really, you normally fire the gear up about 6 here, make sure everything's good. And all kinds of crazy stuff tonight. So I'm up and running. And I've got a great show lined up for you. Let's see how long I last. And of course, tonight, live stream doesn't want to cooperate. So we're only up on YouTube and we're up on Facebook, I think. Yep, I'm up on YouTube. Good. So everything's streaming. And we're up on Facebook. Got people on Facebook. Hey, everybody on Facebook. So I can't believe you guys are still up. So thank you for being awake. So let me, what else is my stack here? A little quick. Going through this again. It's just been crazy. And tonight added to the thing. So we'll see how long it takes me to run out of gas tonight, because it's already late. Here, I'm normally processing the show by this time, but first and foremost, for the Trekkers out there, happy 50th anniversary. And, you know, on September 8th, 1966, exactly 50 years ago today, was the very first episode of Star Trek aired on television. Imagine that. Whew! And where we have been. So, live long and prosper, right? And again, 50 years of Star Trek. Now, it was just a little 66. I hate to admit it. I was alive, but I probably was just getting out of diapers at that point. Many of you are like, dude, you're old. Yes. But now, for the very first time, there's something you can order, though. For those of you that are diehard fans, if you're looking for get a communicator, well, I have something very cool for you. Something that you are going to be excited about. Yes, they have made a universal tricorder translator replicator. I probably just destroyed that completely. But what it is, it's a Bluetooth device. So, you can use that to talk via your mobile phone. And I think it's like $70. So they're going to whack you pretty hard for this thing. And I actually think my team at Geek News Central actually wrote this up as well. I don't know why I had the CNET article up, because my team caught it earlier today too. I think they did anyway. Maybe it wasn't on the website. I don't know. But anyway, that is available for you to be able to order, and if you're into it. So it is the com badge, and $79.99 is the cost. Or it's at thinkgeek.com on their product page, all right? And also, if you want to beam up Facebook's new Star Trek reaction faces, yes, there are some new reaction themed icons. I'll have instructions in the show notes tonight how to do that. And for those of you that want to give a like on a video, you don't have to do that. And of course, I can't do it. Here, I'm holding it with my fingers. They will, you can upload those, their icons in, to utilize in Facebook. All right. So anyway, that's about it. But a lot of history. There's a good article on where you can find absolutely every edition of Star Trek known to man from episode one all the way through. So I'll have that link up in the show notes too for you if you want to do some binge watching and go back to the very, very, very early days. So again, live long and prosper. All right, into the regular tech stuff. Today, the FCC has basically caved, and they have changed, and they are going to they're making some new rules on set-top boxes. And it's not necessarily, you know, a perfect change for all of us because we, you know, we had some hope here. But the FCC's new rules would require pay TV companies to provide free apps rather than boxes that consumers can download onto their own devices where the programs they already paid for would be available. So, example, if you want to watch Comcast content through your Apple TV or Roku, apparently you're going to be able to. But if you want to watch DirecTV offerings through your Xbox, you can. If you want to pipe Verizon service directly to your smart TV, you can. And if you want to watch your current pay TV packages on your current set-top box, you can do that as well. The choice is yours. No longer will you be forced to rent set-top boxes according to these new rules. And I don't fully believe that's going to be exactly what happens here at this point. They're saying that this is all going to be possible, but they want the cable providers to provide the ability, if you have one of their boxes, to download Roku and download these apps onto their set-top box or onto their cable box. So his latest proposal includes, again, another feature that cable companies agreed to, universal search. When customers search for programming on any device with a cable app, pay TV options have to appear alongside other sources such as Hulu, Netflix, or Amazon Prime. This not only gives consumers more options, but it could support programming diversity. Again, pay TV providers like Comcast, Time Warner, and DirecTV will still control their own programming and advertising, and they'll be responsible for the quality of their apps themselves. So they're going to vote on this on September 29th. But so we're kind of getting a little bit here of this, maybe not completely what we wanted, but maybe it's the beginning of the end for cable boxes. One could only hope, right? Sling TV has launched a native Windows 10 app with Cortana support. For the last year and a half, Sling TV has been gradually improving its cord-cutting TV service with Chromecast support, more channels, and updated interface have all made the streaming television solution better. But viewers on Windows have been stuck in the service's original UI for months. Today, the company launched this new native Windows 10 app to save desktop users from obsolescence. The Sling TV apps look like a slightly tweaked version of its summer redesign. So anybody using Sling, I'd love to hear from you. I only know one person. I only have one friend that uses Sling, and he travels a lot. Do you guys use Sling at all? Any of you use it? There's an interesting article. And I just kind of happened across it today. And yes, we'll get to the Apple stuff in a few minutes. But it's a, I don't even know how to, it must be a Dutch newspaper, I think, yeah, it's Aftenposten, AFTENPOSTN.NO. And the title of the article is, "Dear Mark," and this is Mark Zuckerberg, "I'm writing this to inform you that I shall not comply with your requirements to remove this picture." And what he has is they had posted an article on Facebook. Many of you will know the Vietnam picture that shows the children that are running, especially the little girl who was naked that they had just napalmed behind. And it's probably one of the most famous war pictures ever known to man. It appears that they had posted that picture in and amongst a news article, and I don't even know the context of the article, but Facebook basically wanted that picture removed, not necessarily because of copyright. It's because the little girl is naked in the picture. And they flagged it as child pornography instead of, you know, the and I'm sure a computer did this with, you know, for what it was, you know, as a historical picture. And, but they went hardcore on this group and took some privileges away and everything else. Again, it's a news organization. So they're complaining about Facebook doing this. And I'm not here to argue whether or not that picture should have been allowed or not. My point is, if you are relying on Facebook as a point of entry gateway to your site, you're failing. You know, this show from the very, very beginning, there was no Facebook when Geek News Central podcast started. iTunes was not in existence. Geek News Central existed. And from the very, very beginning, the place that you guys have been told and what I continue to hammer home week after week, month after month, year after year, as you go to my site to get this content. Now, if we touch each other on Facebook, or if we touch each other on YouTube, or wherever the show may land, iTunes, Stitch, you know, the variety of different places this show is distributed to, great. But if Facebook shut me down tomorrow, those of you that are listening to my voice today will know to come where to get the information and how to consume this content. I'm not dependent upon Facebook, and I don't have to fight Facebook. Like tonight, they tried to stop my stream because I used the word damn in the title, and it was their right to be able to do that. I'm on their platform, putting content using their resources, so I really have to comply with their guidelines. So I understand these journalists are wanting to make sure that they have unfettered access to people and are able to publish stuff in the way they want and to post images that they want. But guess what? You're a guest on Facebook. You're not paying Facebook for any services. You're not paying them to allow you to be there and publish. You know, so you have to deal with Facebook. And this is what we all deal with Facebook. We have to understand that what they show in their newsfeed is designed to invoke reactions by us, and they don't show us each of our friends' newsfeeds. You don't see everything of mine in your newsfeed unless you come to my facebook.com/Cochran page. That's the only way you're going to see the entire literature of stuff that I put out. And I do the same thing. I oftentimes, if I haven't seen an individual's post on Facebook in any recent days, I'll bring their profile up. I do this for my own daughter because they don't put what my daughter posts in my news feed. And I go over there and I find out, you know, three days ago, she got a kitten or something. And I'm like, wow. And I find out via Facebook because I went to her page, not because she told me, da, 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 da. You know, so this is how it works. So when you're on someone else's platform, you're susceptible to their terms of service and what they shovel at you. So I'm like, quit your crying. Build your own site. You know, make sure your audience knows that they should come to aftonposting.no to find the content instead of crying about free access and not no censorship and all that. I've always known that I could be completely, they could take away anything. YouTube can take my channel away. Facebook can take it away. Twitter can take away. I have nothing to say about that. I'll be pissed. But what can I do? Nothing. But they can't take Geek News Central away from me. They can try, but they had a good chance in that. So, anyway, I have this link up in the show notes. You can look at their argument. But I think they're a bunch of crybabies. China may be Earth's first nation to detect alien life. Now, wouldn't that be interesting? SETI's been looking, and the Chinese are just about ready to flip on the world's largest, most powerful radio telescope. And this thing apparently is massive. And it's a vast bowl-shaped valley in the mountain southwestern province of Yuzhou by the end of September. And it has, basically, it's an area that they're restricting radio transmissions so that they can be able to have a sensitive ear and not get overwhelmed by other things else in a local area. So we'll see where this goes. It's 500 meters in diameter. The one in Puerto Rico is 300 meters at the Arecibo Observatory. And they're going to have a 10 kilometer radius, no transmission zone. So we'll see if the Chinese are the first to find ET. Do you think if they do, do you think they would tell anybody? I don't think they'd tell anybody. I think the Chinese would figure out how they could export to them. I don't think, or manufacture something for them. I don't think they would let anybody know, to be quite honest with you. All right, I want to talk about another topic, and then we'll get into the Apple stuff. And I want you to think about this in two contexts. This is something you should really pay attention to here. On the news today, whether it be Fox, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, you know that they're telling a story in entertainment and manipulating and telling you stuff that they want you to hear. And to be able to shape your mind and brain, brainwash you with information. All those channels do it. They have their own twist, way they phrase stuff. You know, the major media is entertainment, and it is not necessarily about ever providing unbiased information anymore, right? We may get a snippet of here and a snippet of there, you know, of truth, but, you know, it's the talking heads all have their biases, you know, and it's if you can filter and take the little itsy bitsy pieces that are good, then you probably will be okay watching these channels. Be honest with you, I've had to shut off most news because I just get pissed off. I really do. And it's not going to end when the election's over. They're going to be wanking and complaining no matter who gets elected. It's going to be another 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years of just, yes, S-H, beep, beep. It is going to be yuck, no matter what happens. So, on the web, at least, we can go some places sometimes and look for stuff and, you know, maybe get a little different on, you know, maybe it's as biased or not, but, you know, you at least you know what you're getting on the web. Well, Google has a clever plan to stop aspiring ISIS recruits. Now, you hear that on the surface, you're like, whoa, that sounds kind of cool. So what they've done is they've recorded keywords that potential ISIS recruits are looking for. So they're looking, you know, people that are thinking about becoming members of ISIS are looking for certain things on the web. So what Google has done is they have used a combination of Google search advertising algorithms and YouTube video platform to target aspiring ISIS recruits and ultimately try to dissuade them from joining the group. And they try to put them on information about opposite points of view, talk about people that have left. They're just basically trying to funnel them into information that allows them to maybe get a little more information that would stop them from joining ISIS. And on the surface, I think all of us can think, well, that's a good idea. Dun, dun, dun. But let's take ISIS away from the situation. Let's say Google had a clever plan to sway the election. So if they knew you are, let's just say if you're a Democrat and that you're a big fan of Hillary. So if Google decided that they want to kind of push people towards Trump, so what they could do when you did searches on Hillary speeches or whatever it may be, maybe they would present to you in the search results some maybe less favorable information. And let's play this on vice versa. You're Republicans supporting Trump. You're searching for a little information. You find a little bit of information that's a little bit biased, a little bit, maybe it's not as positive. So if they can manipulate aspiring ISIS recruits from joining ISIS, can they change buying patterns? Can they change voting patterns? Can they change worldwide opinions? Makes you go, it makes you think about your search engine results just a little different. If they've admitted that they are doing this with ISIS recruits, potential recruits, through their Jigsaw Tech Incubator, what else could they sway? So, do you think they're doing that? Makes you wonder a little bit, doesn't it? Also makes you wonder that if you did some blind search test, whether or not, you and I both did the search, same exact search term on the very exact same moment in different cities, and we look at the top five, see what we got in results, and do some sharing of notes, we may determine if they're serving up information just a little bit different for us. What do you think? Think it's possible? Google's supposed to do no evil, right? I'm not saying that they're doing this, but if they're trying to stop ISIS recruits, they could be. Makes you go, a little bit, doesn't it? So think about that a little bit. Oh, Australian Airlines banned the use of Samsung Galaxy Note 7. And the FAA is looking into doing the same. Several houses and cars have been burnt down. So if you have a Samsung Galaxy Note S7, I think you should take that thing out, put it in a can in the middle of the yard until you get it returned. Okay? It might be advisable. All right, let me slide this down here so I can get into the Apple stuff. All right. Apple. Where should I start? Of the Apple articles that I researched today, 90% of them were complaining about the removal of the headphone jack. I'll be honest with you. Damn you, Apple, for removing that. It just really pisses me off in a big, big way. Everyone's, oh, God, just go to the Bluetooth. It'll be fine. Well, you know what? If I could have all the money back for all of the Bluetooth devices that I have bought and thrown in the trash bin after about 90 days, I could buy my whole family brand new iPhone 7s. I don't know what it is with me. I spend 3-4 hours a day on the phone. Usually a couple hours in the afternoon, a couple hours in the morning. You know, I'm doing client calls. I'm living on my phone. It sucks, but I do. That's what I do. I go out and do new business development. You know, I'm on the phone a lot, and I'm always, you know, I don't want the phone up to my ear. Yeah, either I want a wireless device or I have to use a headset. Well, for a while now, I've been using a wired headset. $12.95 from Amazon. Works like a charm. I never have anyone saying, oh, hey, I can't hear you. Can you speak up? Never, or you're scratchy, or your volume is up and down, or all these complaints I always got on the phone from people when I'm using Bluetooth. That simple ability to plug in that jack and be wired up is good. Now, because I'm on the phone so much, I also have to have my phone on the charger. So I have a Mophie pack with a little extension. Yeah, it's kind of quirky, but I'm plugged in and I'm good. With them removing it, and now I'm going to have to go, you know, retool. I have to buy an adapter. You know, first of all, I'm not going to iPhone 7 right away. I'm going to wait for the OEMs to catch up. But it's going to be, you know, now I'm going to have to carry it on my pocket. Not only do I have to have my car keys in there, I'm going to have a stupid adapter. You know, that's what we're all going to have now. We're going to have an iPhone 7, and we're all going to have headphone adapters. All of us will have 4 or 5 of those. Oh, and if you buy those stupid new things that you're sticking in the ear from Apple, their $169 item, I'm just going to tell you straight up from the very beginning, you might as well just buy like 3 sets right from the get-go, because you're going to lose those things, those AirPods. The thing is, you're going to be in a car, one's going to fall out, it's going to get in between your seat, and you're never going to find the thing ever again. It's going to go in the dash, it's going to get, you're just going to lose those things. I'm telling you right now. If you keep them more than 6 months, I will be shocked. You know, you better put strings on them so that when they do fall and go somewhere, that you're going to, or you put a beeper on them or something so that you can find them. And they only last, 4 or 5 hours? Really? That's it? And they're going to be put in back in the holder so they'll charge? Yes, you can still have a lightning bolt headset plugged in. You're still going to be able to do that. But you can't charge your phone at the same time. Good luck using that in some cases. Yes, I understand. OEM stuff will come. But give me a break on this whole lose the headset jack. They're just being jerks. Yes, and you know, I'm irritated. And I know many of you probably don't care. But go ahead, price nice Bluetooth headsets. See what they cost. You're going to be like, $160, $170? Whoa. That's what you're facing now, is this extra cost because they thought they could just remove the jack. Not only that, OS 10, that's kind of dead. It's going to be OS Sierra is going to be the new designator here this fall. So come September 20th, excuse me, not even this fall, soon, Mac OS X is dead. It will be replaced on that day by Mac OS Sierra. And I'm sure many of you are going to jump right in and grab that bad boy. I know some people are already running the beta. So that's good. We'll see how it runs. For those of you who really didn't follow what happened with the iPhone 7, here's what you got to know. You can get it black, dark black, gloss black, tacky black, super black, black as the universe, or black. Oh, did I say black? You could get it in black. Oh, and you can get it wet, up to 1 meter. It's got a 12 megapixel picture camera. It's got the plus has two lenses, so you can have a zoom. And so the camera's gotten better on the plus. I guess that's about it. Pretty sad if you ask me for a couple years worth of work to get to the new iPhone 7. I think the biggest change in the is just the number 7. Oh, and they said if you get the black, you need to be careful because it'll scratch easy. You need to put it in a case. Oh, the home button has haptic feedback, so now it'll buzz on you just like if you've ever, any of you ever used an Apple watch. So here's the thing about the camera, though. You know who's really screwed here? Any of you buying a digital camera anymore? That market's done. Done. D-O-N-E. Android's also already, you know, made an impact on that too. Don't get me wrong. Because the Android cameras are often better than the Mac cameras. So in the midst of the iPhone 7 excitement yesterday, and oh, I heard some adult sites actually saw a dip in traffic while people was watching the iPhone 7 keynote. Makes you go, really? They stopped going to adult sites while the keynote was on. There was a drop. That tells you something. The new AppleCare product, is price is going to go up. It's going to go up $29. Enrollment costs $120 and includes two repairs due to accidental damage. That means your first screen repair will cost a cool $158 in total, but your next one, if you bust it again, would be just $29. So just remember, you can do your own screen replacement, $40 to $50. You know, that's what a typical screen replacement does if you buy one on your own and do your own repair. But many people don't want to do that. So if you get the AppleCare, you can bust it twice. And the second repair only costs you $29. The first one costs you $158. So I don't know many people that bust a screen twice. But I'll tell you, on this headphone thing, man, there's a lot of people that are cheering. Man, they're just happy as a clam. And, you know, and Apple's kind of just flipping off the community by saying the biggest criticism of removing the headphone jack is pure conspiracy theory. Well, it's not. It's got me seriously considering Android. But you know who the biggest winner for removing that headphone jack is? Apple. They get to reach into your pocket for $169. If you choose to buy one from them. You got the phone and $169. So you're in now 12. You get, especially get the 128 gig version. It's $970 for the plus 100 Apple Care. Yeah, $1,400. You gotta love their model. That's why they have billions and billions and billions offshore that they're not paying taxes on. And of course, all the tech sites. Oh, the AirPods sound great. It chuckling wasn't terrible. You know. But again, a lot of people saying wasn't courage. So you can drop your iPhone 7 in the toilet, but you can't charge it and use headphones at the same time unless you buy a $40 Belkin product that's gaudy. You know, don't get me wrong. You know, I like what Belkin does. But really, you know, are really going to go there? You're going to, you know, you're basically buying a Thunderbolt splitter. And you're going to have this attached to the bottom of your phone. This isn't even, you know, this is just so you can have a, let me show this to you. So this is what, if those of you who are watching, this is what this thing looks like. Yeah, that's going to be real sexy. You're going to have that, you're going to have this thing plugged into the bottom, and you're going to have this dongle hanging there, which, you know, ultimately will get busted off, and you'll end up with a broken adapter. Then you're going to be able to plug a charger into one side of this, and on the other side of this dongle, you're going to be able to plug your headsets into. Woo! Man. Aren't they brilliant? Doesn't that just make you want to throw up in your own mouth? Can you tell I'm not happy with Apple? Oh, man. Oh, they're going to, they are going to give you a lightning dock for $49. We talked about the 32, you know, Apple's a big adapter company. You know, they on the last show, we talked about the 32 adapters that they have sold for a variety of gear. Well, if you want to plug in your standard headphone jack, yep, it's going to cost you $49. You'll still be able to charge it, and you'll still be able to listen at the same time. It's called the Apple Lightning Dock. $49. Holds the phone upright. I don't want to hold it upright. I want to have it in my pocket. Oh, you know, Cena, you are so naughty. They don't honor autoplay off. This is how CNET's staying in business, by autoplaying videos. So anyway, yes, for $49, you can buy their dock. Uh-huh. And yeah, the cam industry, you're screwed. You know, if you work in the cam industry, let's start looking for a job. All right. Yes, I'll move on. I'm sorry, but I just had to beat up on him a little bit. Damn you, Apple. Oh, well, maybe an opportunity to go buy another iPhone 6. All right. Google security blog is announcing to help users browse the web safely, Chrome indicates connection security with an icon in the address bar. Historically, Chrome has not explicitly labeled HTTP connections as non-secure. Beginning in January, Chrome 56 will mark HTTP sites that transmit passwords or credit cards as non-secure as part of a long-term plan to mark all HTTP sites as non-secure. So, yes, Geek News Central is not running HTTPS. Talked with Angela about that today. We'll be making the switch soon. If you have a DJI drone, Epson and DJI have teamed up for point-of-view drone goggles. This is cool. So they're going to come up with a set of, it's called the Movero BT3000. And wait a minute, what else? Oh, yeah, these are the glasses, Movero. I don't know how much they cost, but they probably are expenses. Let me look and see how much they cost. Do they tell how much they are? Yeah, they don't tell. But these glasses will kind of be like Apple Glass. Let me show you what they're going to look like. So if you're flying your drone, this is kind of cool. You're going to be able to tap and you'll still be able to see normally. Let me bring this up. Come on, hurry up, website. So you'll be able to see where you're flying through the glasses. So I know that DJI already sells a set of glasses or set of the ability to wear a headset to be able to see where the drone's flying through the drone's camera, which is pretty slick. But most people aren't shelling out the kind of dollars needed for that, but they've teamed up with those folks at Epson to be able to bring this to you. More excitingly, you know, when I go to Albuquerque, New Mexico, the first place I go is I go to the Frontier restaurant and I get a Frontier burrito. It's got green chili sauce. It is fantastic. Well, this doesn't quite do it. but it appears that Chick-fil-A, and I'll be honest with you, I've never ate at a Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, is that how you pronounce it? They're going to bring airborne burritos to the campus of Virginia Tech, Blacksburg, Virginia. So if you get a kid going to Virginia Tech, they can get Chick-fil-A burritos delivered by drone. So I guess that's cool. A little far to have a Albuquerque deliver me a Frontier burrito via drone. Instead, I just call them, order them, they freeze them, and then they ship them to me on dry ice. And then I put them in my freezer. If you have a food you love somewhere and you really love it, they will ship you food if you are willing to pay for it. And sometimes I just gotta have a Frontier burrito. Hey, watch NASA. Actually, it already happened. NASA launched a rocket to bring us back a piece of an asteroid. They launched the Cirrus-Rex mission. No, they launched the Cirrus-Rex on a ULA rocket. Looks like everything's did okay in the launch. And I don't know if the satellite is, or if the spacecraft is on its way yet, but it definitely made it to orbit. All right, hurry up here. Oh, yeah, I talked about the Samsung exploding smartphone suspected in a South Carolina house fire, along with the burning a guy's Jeep down as well. So I'll have that link up in the show notes. The FAA is strongly advising you to turn off your explosive Samsung phone on airplanes. Some airlines are talking about banning them, so I'm serious about getting this thing replaced, right? Also, Raspberry Pi has launched an official starter kit to celebrate 10 million sales. So this is pretty cool. So the Raspberry Pi Foundation is celebrating a milestone. The organization recently announced it sold 10 million Raspberry Pi devices. Thanks to you, we've beaten our wildest dreams by three orders of magnitude. And how much are they going to give? The kit's $140 and $99 in UK. And for the money, you'll receive everything you need to use the Raspberry Pi for basic coding. The starter kit includes a Raspberry Pi 3 Model B, a case for the board, and an 8-gig SD card with a Noob's operating system preloaded. For peripherals, you get a mouse and a keyboard with scissor switches. The keyboard looks similar to Apple Wireless keyboard. There's also an official 2.5-amp power supply with multi-region adapters, an official 3-foot HDMI cable, and a copy of the book Adventures in Raspberry Pi 2nd Edition. So this is a great project, dads, for your boys or young ladies that are looking to do techie stuff. You got to get them one of these. Very cool deal. So the kit looks pretty awesome. It really, really does. All right, car buffs. Mazda recalled 2.2 million vehicles for failing rear hatches. So if you have a 2010-2013 model Mazda 3, 2012-2015 Mazda 5, 2013-2016 Mazda CX-5, 2016 Mazda CX-3. Salt can screw with your rear hatches. So they've got a recall to replace the arms. And those arms on those Mazdas are not cheap. I know, I've got a CX-9. Ford has added 1.5 million vehicles to its door latch recall. So this recall affects the 2013-2015 Ford C-Max and Escape, 2012-2015 Ford Focus, 2014-2016 Ford Transit Connect, and 2015 Ford Mustang and Lincoln MXC. So if you have one of those models, you've got a door latch recall coming to you. Finally, or actually not finally, but one of the topics here is the FBI wants to hire young tech savants, but it doesn't know how to attract them. So the FBI is suffering from an image problem. Boss has spent a great deal of time arguing against protecting phone owners from thieves and malicious hackers. Its anti-terrorist program seems to be focused on pushing vulnerable people and doing things they'd never do on their own, and it has, along with NSA, seen whatever street credit might have been stripped away by leaked documents, litigation, and the realization all Americans and their rights are subject to the agency's chance of national security. In order for an agency to keep up with the hacking Joneses, it needs periodic injections of new blood. The problem is the only decently skilled hackers the FBI can apparently press into service are those it's arrested. So the FBI is trying to alter its stance on hiring. and they're looking for people. So you can't go wrong working for the FBI. You know, that's a pretty doggone good job. Decent benefits, government retirement, you know, basically you qualify for it after 10 years. A good investment plan, great medical dental. So if you got the skills, the FBI is looking for you. Now, this article I saw on The Verge, I kind of giggled a little bit. The Yosemite National Park has just added 400 acres, its largest growth since 1949. Now, the park right now is 1,169 square miles, and that is encompassing millions of acres. But they're real excited about this 400-acre. Say 400 acres would be about a mile by mile square. That's about, don't quote me on that, but that's a rough swag of about 400 acres, is about a mile square, and maybe a little more, but than a mile square. But anyway, they've added 400 acres to Yosemite. It's hard to believe that's the biggest addition to Yosemite National Park since 1949. Talking about the FBI arresting hackers, the FBI has wrecked hackers who allegedly leaked info on government agents. So they arrested two suspects allegedly involved in dumping details on 29,000 officials with the FBI and Department of Homeland Security. Andrew Otto Boggs and Justin Gray Lieberman have been charged with hacking into internet accounts of senior U.S. government officials and breaking into government computer systems. Boggs, 22, and Lieberman, 24, from North Carolina, are allegedly part of a hacking group called Crackus with Attitude. So, well, these two gentlemen, maybe they'll be working for the FBI before it's all over, but definitely facing some time. Costa Rica. I haven't been in Costa Rica in many, many years. I only went one time with the Navy. It was beautiful. Of course, at the time, there was a lot of drug activity going on, so Americans were being kidnapped at the time. So when I was there with the Navy, I think I was staying in a Holiday Inn. They had Constantine wire around it. But Costa Rica has gone 76 straight days using 100% renewable electricity. So congratulations to them. More than common, basically they've had a lot of rain this year, and their hydroelectric has been really rocking. So it's good. They powered the country with water and wind. So very, very cool. 5,300 Wells Fargo's employees been fired after 2 million fake accounts were discovered. So if you've had an account with Wells Fargo, you may want to look into this a little bit. They've just got hit with a $165 million fine by the U.S. government for this activity. This has been going on since 2001. Accounts being opened in your name without your permission. There was a huge outrage over Coca-Cola having a Walmart display in the shape of 9/11 Twin Towers. And, you know, I guess people got upset. I think people are a little bit oversensitive sometimes on stuff. But we are just a few days away from the anniversary of 9/11. And I hope each of you will take just a few minutes at least on 9/11 to think about those that were lost and the impact and the implications that event has had on the number of service members that have went forward, lost their lives in the process, and everything that's been going on with the war on terror since then. So they did take down their Walmart display, but people thought it was a little tacky. I didn't think it was so bad, but they, I guess it was, some people took it the wrong way. But anyway, that is going to bring me to the end of the show. Did I have any email that had come in? Let me look. I don't think so. I was gone for a week, so you guys kind of ignored me for a little bit. Yeah, there wasn't any. So Oh, what's going on? Oh, that helps if I... You guys were like, what is that that we're seeing? What that is when I, for those who are watching the video, we use a NDI here for, and I have to have the screens up. I can't minimize them, or it basically can't detect what's supposed to be shown on the TriCaster. So you guys got to see a screen that you weren't supposed to see on the video. All right, it's 10:20 here. I'm punchy. Maybe I should always do the show late like this. I hope you guys were entertained today. Thank you for bearing with me. And it's been my pleasure to bring you the show. If you have comments on today's podcast, geeknews@gmail.com. Had some things for you to think about and to contemplate on over some topics today. So I hope that you'll take some time and respond and tell me, do you think the news, do you think Google, do you think they're directing and persuading us on our in education as we're looking for topics on the internet or things we're watching on TV? Do you think you're the product, or do you think, are we the product? So anyway, thanks everyone for hanging out. It's been my pleasure bringing the show. It's going to be late night, but everyone, thanks. Take care. We'll see you next time. Aloha.